it's more than a delight to be with you. It's a blessing.
Thank you.
We live in very stressful times, and people are trying to find ways of coping with everyday stress on a personal level and as citizens of our country and as global citizens of the world. And a significant number of people, whether they be U.S. citizens or recent arrivals in pursuit of citizenship, have come out of very chaotic situations, as well as some who are still living in such situations here at home. And they're bringing with them their stories. Their stories of resilience, but also their stories of pain. And often within the context of a congregational setting, I say to pastors that all of those faces you see, be they 10 or be they 2,000, it's like a running screen, if you can imagine, stories running across their foreheads as they are engaging in the worship life of the church, trying to locate the meaning of that experience in light of all the other stories that's in their heads. And so I am privileged and blessed to have this time with you for us to engage in a conversation framed by some formal data, if you will, that I'll be presenting to you as we discuss this matter of trauma and spirituality, pastoral care. I have to make sure I say to you also two things about our time together. One, you're free to go out and come in as you need. And secondly, there's nothing in the material on the face of it that should be a trigger. Mm-hmm. But the nature of triggers is that you don't know what is going to trigger. So as we have our conversation about trauma, if there is some aspect of that that is challenging for you to process or to think about, feel free just to go out of the room and come back, or just, you know, however way you feel most comfortable in the room.